Global Gate, Intermediate, Video-Based Four Skills Training. Unit 10. Can a computer write a musical? London's West End is world famous for its musical theater shows. Each show is made by talented teams who work together to create enjoyable songs, exciting music, and an unforgettable story. Benjamin, Nathan, Neil, and Luke have created and worked on musicals for years with great success. They're starting an experiment in order to find out, can a machine do it too?
It is the first piece of musical theater generated by computers.
Cool.
Yeah.
First, the story. Benjamin and Nathan go to a university in order to find out what computers think makes a good story.
This is the data we've collected.
The data tells them that audiences like stories with challenges, a little bit of love, and, importantly, a happy ending. Benjamin and Nathan, therefore, decide that their story will be about a soldier and a child, and set in a place called Greenham. They share the idea with the team.
Every decision we make needs to come back to the sets of data that got us there in the first place.
Now they have the story, they need the words to tell it. Alex and James come to show Benjamin and Nathan how their computer software creates lyrics on demand.
That screen actually makes me feel sick.
Although it starts by showing them single letters, the software quickly creates writing they like.
Searching the Forest of Blood. That's fabulous.
Now they just need the music. Benjamin visits Nick, who has created a program that can write it.
Every time I run it, we get back a totally different tune.
However, Benjamin's not happy with the results.
And so on.
The sort of thing I was writing when I was about 8.
With only a few weeks to go, Benjamin and Nick must continue searching through the computer's music to find some that is good enough to use, or they won't be ready in time. Before they know it, it's opening night for the world's first musical made by computer. And with computers guiding them the whole way, it can't go wrong, can it? The audience clearly love it. But how do Benjamin and Nathan feel about their experiment now that it's over?
I really thought there was a chance we'd fail, and I don't think we have.
It's a great night for everybody involved. Computers might not be about to write every West End show, but this experiment proves that with a little imagination and a lot of hard work, anything is possible. Vocabulary. A.
1. Theater. 2. Audience. 3. Experiment. 4. Tune. 5. Fabulous. 6. Prove.
Tips on listening and speaking.
Linking, consonant to vowel. 1. Each show is made by talented teams who work together to create enjoyable songs, exciting music, and an unforgettable story. 2. Every decision we make needs to come back to the sets of data that got us there in the first place. 3. Every time I run it, we get back a totally different tune.
Dictation.
1. Benjamin and Nathan go to a university
in order to find out what computers think makes a good story. 2. Benjamin and Nick must continue searching through the computer's music to find some that is good enough to use. 3. Computers might not be about to write every West End show, but this experiment proves that with a little imagination and a lot of hard work, anything is possible.
Reading. One of the most common everyday uses of AI is voice detection. This feature allows digital assistants such as Apple's Siri or Amazon's Alexa to understand our instructions and react accordingly by answering questions, composing messages, or setting reminders, etc. But as a result of recent technological advances, there is evidence that AI can understand not only our speech, but also our emotions. It does this by analyzing the subtle changes in facial expressions that indicate how we are feeling. This is known as emotion recognition technology, or ERT, and its uses are growing. One obvious field of application is market research, as it enables companies to test people's reactions to things such as a new breakfast cereal or to the content of a movie. Other uses, however, are more controversial. These include its growing use in job interviews, in which it can scan interviewees' faces to identify reactions or personal characteristics. This is often done without the interviewee's knowledge or consent. It can also be applied for security purposes, especially at airports, to detect signs of dishonesty or nervousness. One important criticism of the technology is that the basic theory may not be fully supported by scientific evidence. The theory of basic emotions maintains that human beings across the world express emotions in the same way, regardless of their cultural background. Recent research in anthropology, however, has shown that this is not necessarily true. Even though ERT appears to be a major breakthrough, more research is needed before its results can be completely trusted.